Professor Brian Cox, can science survive in our post-truth world? In our post-truth universe, where facts kowtow to personal belief, where does that leave science? Professor Brian Cox thinks carefully before saying, "It is important for people in my position, by which I mean scientists that have some sort of public voice, to say that not all opinions are equal." The popular physicist, TV presenter, and all-round cheerleader for rational thought has seen long-held facts under fire of late. Among them is the belief of one public figure that the Earth is flat, and of another that the Big Bang didn't happen. Broadcasters quickly cottoned on to the fact that he was telegenic and a born communicator on one hand, and quite feisty on the other. When I interviewed him several years ago after the TV series Wonders of the Solar System made him a star, he was regularly getting into fights on Twitter with anyone whose views he considered ridiculous. And there have been plenty of those of late, following a spate of discoveries breathing new excitement into our discussions of the universe. NASA announced the discovery of a new solar system of 7 Earth-sized planets that may have potential for life, and revealed plans for a new telescope that could study dark matter, the mysterious and currently unidentified substance which it is thought might unlock astronomical mysteries. In spite of these disappointments, Cox seems upbeat. His undying sense of awe and wish to share it is essentially optimistic. He regularly gives lecture tours about the universe in 8,000 or 9,000-seat arenas. In his days with the band, he was always at the back hiding behind the keyboards. Does he get stage fright now, alone in front of all those people? "No, I really enjoy it," he says. "There is complete freedom because it's my show, so I can do what I want." His own sense of awe is undimmed. He thinks that life, in the form of microbes, will be discovered in his lifetime on Mars or on Jupiter's moon, Europa. And he is excited by the possibilities of mining asteroids for iron and plans for galactic travel and eventual Mars colonization. There's everything you need on Mars to go and live there. Plus, it's harder for a species to destroy itself if it is spread over 2 or more planets. How does travelling affect his family life? "I do less of it now," he says. "Is George into science?" "Yes and no. You know what 7-year-olds are like." "How does he feel about you being famous?" "It's not a thing I want him to be conscious of particularly. We don't talk about it." He laughs awkwardly. "We stay out of everybody's way." His early ambition, to keep science in the public eye, has spiraled into a wider spokesman's role on behalf of public service broadcasting, investment in research and education. And he's one of the few people sticking up for knowledge in a world where, as the classicist Mary Beard put it, ignorance is something to be proud of.